Grand Theft Auto 6 leaks aren't taking the weekend off. A seventh clip has been dumped online by the CyberLeaks alias, who is now charging people who want to advertise in the leaks $165,000 just for an initial, commitment-free meeting. The latest gameplay dump shows protagonist Jason Duvall robbing convenience stores, getting in a slow-motion car wreck on a bridge, and taking a few steps inside one of the game's strip clubs. The footage begins with Jason pulling into a gas station in a beat-up sports car and checking the fuel pump, which gives him the option to refuel, $32, or repair the vehicle, $2,429. With not a cent in his pocket, he instead goes in and robs the gas station clerk. The police come and he takes off, races down the road as Sexy Red's Pound Town begins to play on the radio, and then robs a convenience store. "Put the weapon away, I won't say it again," barks the NPC clerk before getting blasted in the face. "Come on, man, let me go on my Mary F. asterisk seeking way," says a man in the store immediately afterward in the most casual way possible. New GTA 6 Hypercar Part 2 leak shows gas station robbery with strip club at the end. Pick. Twitter.com/AMP5JUR65s. Golden Crown at GTA Golden, August 22, 2026. The most notable part of the clip is what follows the crime spree. Jason is speeding across a bridge when he crashes into a flatbed truck, at which point the camera does a cinematic slow motion cut before going back into the regular flow of gameplay. The car does a 360 during the collision, but then carries on. The clip ends with a hard cut to Jason entering a strip club at night. It's only a few seconds, and the leak ends right as Jason encounters a live nudes sign, with many expecting the next gameplay clip dumped by CyberLeaks to take fans all the way inside. How many days until Grand Theft Auto VI? An extended look? Pick. Twitter.com/8DXY0P7UDS. Netflix at Netflix, August 21, 2026. The leak spree continues into its fifth day despite Rockstar Games and parent company, Take-Two, being all hands on deck. When it comes to trying to discover the source of the security breach and uncover the person or people responsible for the actions claimed by the CyberLeaks alias, Take-Two was granted subpoenas for records from both Microsoft and Discord that it believes can help it identify the source of the leaks by a federal court on August 21. According to Bloomberg, the company still doesn't know who's behind the unprecedented leaks, but isn't planning to change anything about its upcoming, extended look at the game on Netflix on August 27. Rockstar Games has so far remained silent on social media since the leaks began, though last night Netflix teased its upcoming, exclusive reveal for GTA 6. "We are working closely with Take-Two and Rockstar Games to support efforts to protect creative works and intellectual property." Scott Van Vliet at Scott Van Vliet, August 21, 2026. "We are working closely with Take-Two and Rockstar Games to support efforts to protect creative works and intellectual property," Xbox CTO Scott Van Vliet wrote on Twitter last night. Meanwhile, a new section was added to the CyberLeaks website aimed at potentially selling sponsorships for upcoming leaks. Anyone who takes CyberLeaks up on the offer is reportedly have to pay roughly $165,000 in cryptocurrency just to get a meeting. "You can advertise almost anything," the website claims. "Gambling and adult content are fine, no scams."